The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello and welcome. We are so glad to have you here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Glad to share a bit of a day with you. I'm your hostess, Misty Young. We're joined by my co-hostess. That's right, we're putting the S on today. Hostess and co-hostess, Sherry Carey Baum.
I like that. Hello, hello.
I'm so glad you're here today. Of course, we're coming to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. And we are coming from the gateway of the Great Pacific Northwest in Brookings Harbor, Oregon. This is about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S. I like to say it's the home of daffodils in December, flowers all year round, and truly the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Nicest.
It's true. I know it's true, because I met you.
Yes, I'm very lucky.
Oh, I'm the lucky one. This is the place where the mountains and the old growth redwoods meet the sea. Harbor and Brookings is home to Sherry and me. Now, before we start talking today about all things nutrition and about all things crazy inflammation, I'd like to say thank you so much to the KCIW sound engineering and production crew, those folks behind the scenes that run this program, that run this little radio station that is, that did, that could, and make it the little station where you can get information in a local level or on the podcast. You can hear us anywhere in the world, any time of day. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you to the KCIW team. Now, I am not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm just a nutrition geek. I'm a nerd. And I do have some certifications from the Health Sciences Academy and the Plant-Based Nutrition Certificate from E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. But my co-host, Sherry Carey Baum, is a nurse.
I love how you Baum.
I'm Sherry Carey Baum, but my co-host.
I am a nurse.
You are a nurse. And you also hold a plant-based nutrition certificate from the E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. And if that weren't enough, you're currently sitting for board certification in lifestyle medicine. Is that right?
I am. Yes.
I'm so glad that you do that.
Have to keep learning. Science is changing so much, Misty. Even we're talking about inflammation today, but if you think about it, 5 years ago, inflammation, really, we just thought it was because you twisted your ankle.
Right.
We really had no concept of the extent of inflammation and how it affects disease and health.
Yeah, there wasn't really the same level of understanding that there is today about inflammation. And so what I'd love to do, Sherry, is if you would talk a little bit about kind of the difference between, and I know we've talked about inflammation before, but I really want to do a deep dive on this subject today. And actually, I want to tell you why I decided to go. Here comes one of my dumb stories.
No, I love stories.
Well, this is crazy. You know, this comes because I've been struggling, as you know. And then the struggle is only in my own head. You have taught me, Dr. McDougall has taught me, everybody has really tried to talk to me about eating low fat.
Right.
And I've been very resistant to it.
And that's our bodies, our tongues, we love fat, sugar, and salt. And I think that's
gross.
The first.
I think you're probably right on that. Well, last week, there was one meal in particular. We had the grandkids here. Gary was here. Everybody wanted burritos, which, you know, I'm a burrito girl and I make burritos. I eat a burrito almost every single day, but I made burritos with a Beyond Meat product.
Ooh.
Yeah. They were super highly fatty and they were tasty. They were super good. And the problem was I was cooking all day, you know, preparing this whole for this afternoon meal, and I was nibbling. And so the short version of the story is I had a very high fat day in one day. A couple things happened that were really creepy. One, my mouth was grossed out.
You could feel it. Coating on your mouth. You know, the plant-based burgers, which is what we're talking about. They're not whole food plant-based.
They're plant-based.
Have a very high fat content. And if you read the ingredients on the back, it's either the second or the third ingredient.
Number two.
And if you think about it, the ingredients have to be put in order of how much is used.
Right. So order of prevalence, right?
Right. So the primary one is the majority of whatever you're getting.
Yeah,
the second one is coconut oil.
Yeah.
And it just goes down. And remember, coconut oil has saturated fat in it.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, what happened was I had this high fat day. My tongue felt gross. My body felt gross. But then this is the part that was really weird. That night, when I slept, I didn't sleep very well. And I'm a good sleeper. I'm a really good sleeper. But I did not sleep very well. I was hot all night, like hot, super hot. And the thing that blew me away was it wasn't like a hot flash. It was just like my whole body temperature was elevated. And as I laid awake in bed for hours, literally, I mean, it was a terrible night. I laid awake in bed and I was thinking about, you have told me that fat causes inflammation.
Right.
And I couldn't help but take the word apart because I'm kind of a word person, you know, and I took the word apart. It was inside, internal.
Right.
Flamma, flames.
Right. Flames.
Shun, now, right now, happening right now. Internal flames now. And I was blown away at how immediate it was. This effect came on me and it was so immediate and I had an awful night and it was just, the best thing I can say is it was revelatory, you know, I mean, like something big was revealed to me. I've been resistant. I dropped my resistance. It was like one of those moments when my eyes opened up and my heart opened up and I went, oh, God, I get it. Like,
I get it.
Yeah. So it's been pretty amazing.
Well, if you think about acute versus chronic, too.
Yeah, talk about
acute
that.
Acute inflammation. Let's say you get a splinter, easiest one. It gets red, doesn't it?
It does.
And it gets hot.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, and then it gets to swelling because you've got increased blood cells, increased white blood cells trying to go to that site to try to heal it.
Yes.
And to protect you. So you've got heat, swelling, which is inflammation, and then pain, right? Because it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts like heck. Whereas chronic is not as acute. It doesn't have a site to go to. It's all over you.
Right. It's not like a pinpoint, oh, my index finger got
had
a splinter
a
and a bum
yeah.
bum. Yeah.
No. It's systemic.
Systemic.
It's all over your body.
Yes.
So that inflammation is damaging your kidneys, your liver, your brain. There's studies that are showing that there's more dementia secondary to inflammation in the brain.
Wow.
So it really is detrimental. How much further do you want to go? Because it's also called metabolic inflammation. And I think that's part of why you were feeling that heat is because those fat cells actually, during this chronic inflammation, fat cells are tricky. They don't get as much perfusion of mm-hmm. blood and mm-hmm. oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Meaning so, they don't get, they're sort of resistant to oxygen? Or
yeah, it just doesn't flow through it. I mean, if you've ever looked at fat, there's not a lot of blood vessels through it. I mean, even look at animal fat.
Yes.
Right? It's kind of white and thick.
Gooey and gross.
Yeah. So you don't see a lot of those blood vessels going in and out of it. Whereas if you look at the muscle of animal food or animal
animal
steak,
meat. Yeah.
whatever you call it, you can see the blood in it, right? So it's getting oxygen and the waste products of the cells are getting taken away pretty rapidly. Right. Whereas if fat doesn't have that circulation, bringing in the good nutrients, bringing in oxygen and removing the toxins, it just gets stagnant.
Right.
And so some studies have shown that we actually, because of this metabolic inflammation, some of the fat cells actually produce hormones that cause more inflammation. And that's why we have the lovely test of the C-reactive protein. Is the C-reactive protein can give you a level of how much inflammation you have in your system and in your body.
I actually read a study just yesterday that blew me away where the idea was that you could eat a highly fatty meal and within 1 hour, is crazy, within 1 hour you could see a doubling. So if you took a blood test before the meal and then took a blood test after the meal within 1 hour, you could see a doubling of your C-reactive protein.
Right, right.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. And that's usually why we always say, do some of your labs fasting. Because let's see what your steady or your
kind of your baseline is, right?
Chronic level of C-reactive protein instead of it going up and down. I mean, if you draw blood on somebody that just had a hamburger and french fries and a milkshake,
right.
You're going to actually see the fat in the blood.
Wow. But you know what? There's a benefit too. And I know Dr. Greger mentioned that in an interview I saw recently where he said, maybe we should be doing blood tests on people after they eat a fatty meal.
So they can see it.
So they can see it. Yeah. Because people then, you know, you go to the doctor and you get a blood test after fasting and you're like, oh, look how good I am. My C-reactive protein's really low. Yay.
Yay
me, right?
Yay
well,
me.
You've been fasting for 12 or 14 hours.
Right. But we're still going to see what the chronic level
is. The chronic level.
Because remember, we're going from chronic. We want to know what it is all the time. Yeah, yes. It's lovely to show people that an immediate reaction to what you eat can impact your blood, impact your body.
Right.
But it's just nice to see what's that chronic level of inflammation? What's that chronic level that your body's battling every day?
Every day, three times a day, especially if you're eating the standard American diet.
I mean, nobody in this lifetime eats three times a day. Come on, let's be honest.
Let's be real. Is it more like five, six, all day?
Sometimes. Yeah. Depends on my mood.
Oh my gosh. Well, I saw something recently that I thought was pretty interesting. Dr. Greger with nutritionfacts.org, he made a comment that I love Dr. Greger. He's my go-to guy, man. I'm always looking at what he's putting out. And he said, there's not a lot of moderating anymore among adults. He said, kids tend to be more moderated in their eating because they kind of have to ask, right? I'm hungry, mom. I'm hungry, grandma. I'm hungry. Someone help me, right? So they have to ask. They experience hunger, where he said adults don't really experience hunger anymore because they are self-serving, meaning they can go to the fridge, they can walk it, go to the drive-thru, whatever. They have money. They just buy whatever they want anytime. So they're eating all the time. They never even really experience hunger. No.
And, you know, I know that because I find I do that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Where I realize I'm eating because I'm bored or I'm angry or I'm tired. Why I think food is going to perk me up when I'm just tired. Just go drink water and take a nap.
Yes.
Or even a rest. Read a book. But I'll find myself do that, too. And sometimes I'll actually time when I get to eat.
No kidding. Like you do it as a strategy.
Yeah. I do. And then I look and I go, okay, so I really shouldn't be eating lunch if I ate a big oatmeal and berries and flaxseed for breakfast at 8:30.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be eating again at 11. Because really, truly, my blood sugar hasn't dropped. I ate enough food to last. So sometimes I'll actually put myself on a timer. I don't get lunch till 12 or 12:30. And I don't eat dinner until 6. I know. I'm such an odd woman. I know it.
Awesome, though, because, you know, when I look at you and I think about, you know, who you are and who you show up to be in life, you don't just talk about whole food, plant-based living, and you don't just talk about eating either. You really live a well-balanced lifestyle. So you talk about nutrition. You talk about body motion. Yep. You talk about your mindset. You talk about, you know, not just exercise, but a community. You talk about really this whole holistic approach, you live it.
But, you know, you're not one person or you're not isolated. You know, your liver depends on your kidneys, and your kidneys and your liver depend on your lungs and your kidneys and your liver depend on your heart and your brain, right? Your brain is the one sending signals to make everything continue to run. So no one is an isolated island on their own. We all depend on other people. Our body depends on other things that we supply it. The other day I made a lunch that really didn't taste very good.
That's not possible. Come on.
Really didn't. Oh, no. I had so much oat growths. I thought, well, I'm going to make a salad. And I put in kale and the dressing didn't have enough flavor.
It didn't have a kick.
But it made me realize that the majority of the population don't eat for nutrition.
Right.
We eat for pleasure.
Yes.
And that's a problem because when you look at okay, that's my preachy voice.
There goes your preachy voice.
Here comes the preachy voice. I don't know, it's coming. But it's a problem because when you're not eating for health and to nurture your body and to heal your body, you can create a toxic environment.
Right.
And your body is already going to have to fight off some toxins. There's no question about it. You know, there's pesticides around us. Sometimes there's pesticides on our food.
Yeah.
Some people live in areas where they have pollution, air pollution, which we're lucky we don't.
Right.
But all of those things are toxins that your body has to deal with on top of what we eat.
Right. So a lot of those are external toxins.
That you can't control. And your body is made to handle some of them.
Right.
You know, our bodies are very resilient.
Right.
They can handle some insult.
Yes.
But when you pile on top of stress, let's say you have a horribly stressful job or you're trying to raise kids and teach them at home. Hello. That's pretty stressful, right? And worrying about them. And then you have air pollution, traffic,
noise pollution, the water.
Your body is functioning. Right. And then you don't even give your body the tools to deal with it. Now you're giving the biggest toxin that we have is what is called the standard American diet.
Right.
That is the
it's
one.
It's a toxic insult.
It is the biggest insult that we have.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if you can't combat certain things, but you can control what you put in your mouth. And if you start thinking about what I'm eating is healthy, and I'm not asking people to eat grass.
Yeah,
know,
come on now, right.
Nutrients,
right,
or,
yeah.
You know, I'm not asking you to eat that.
Right.
Our food is really, really tasty.
It's so, so good.
And sometimes, like yesterday,
not
shoot
so
a bad
fun.
One.
Hey, you got a test in the kitchen.
It was still good for me.
Right.
It was still good for me. My poor husband, usually he says, oh, I love your food. I love your food. This one, he was like, it was okay. Which, of course, I don't say anything, but how dare you?
We have a flop every once in a while, too. Like, I'll, you know, I'm pretty, like you, I'm daring in the kitchen. I'm a risk taker, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing to try stuff. And most times it works out. And every once in a while, I make something. And if Gary calls it goulash, it lost.
That means it's done.
Yeah, it means it's done. And I hate to say it, there have been a few goulashes that we muscled through because I'm also not throwing away the ingredients.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, just the
just
tail
eat it.
Came from my garden. You're going to be eating that. I know.
You're going to eat that goulash.
It's funny because I'll admit here on the radio to the universe, not that the universe is listening, but I wish they were. But I won't admit to him that it's bad.
Right, right.
Like, no, it was
good. It was really good. You know, I was in a Zoom meeting today and I was talking about whole food, plant-based nutrition. And
oh, really? Were you?
Was I really? I know, it's all I ever talk about. And this guy at the end of it, he goes, so is this not the right thing to eat? And he pulls out this huge bag of M&Ms. It had to be like a 2-pound bag. And he goes, look, it's peanut butter M&Ms. That's good for me, right? Because it's got peanut butter. That's got protein in it. I'm like, dude, it's full of fat.
Fat and sugar.
Fat and sugar.
You know what shocks me? And we'll get back to inflammation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This shocks me. If you've ever gone to the grocery store and you go, oh, it's all natural peanut butter.
Ah.
And the second ingredient is palm oil.
Right. What's doing in there?
One of the worst things. Isn't there enough oil and fat in nuts that we don't have to add the palm oil on top of it?
Exactly.
Talk about driving me crazy.
You know, before you go to that next place, because something you said made me think, you were kind of talking about grazing and, you know, how sometimes it's emotional eating or you have to put yourself on a schedule. Somebody said this week something that I thought was really interesting. They said, when you get to that place where you're like, oh, you know, I had the giant oatmeal and the berries and the flax and the chia for breakfast this morning, but I'm ready to eat again.
Right.
They gave an acronym, which I thought was really helpful. They said HALT. Just stop and ask yourself this question. Am I eating because I am hungry? So acronym was HALT. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Or am I tired?
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of a good approach. And it goes back to what you were saying about sort of having a structured approach to your meals. Do you have to have a calendar every single day? You don't.
No.
But an approach that says, what I'm willing to eat and when I'm willing to eat it might give you a little bit more boundaries. Like, we all need boundaries,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And the only time I really try to look at the clock for my food is when I notice that I've been grazing for days in a row.
Right.
Or am I eating because I'm tired? Because I always think if I eat a little bit more, I'll have energy to do A, B, and C.
Right.
So my daughter, I talked to this morning.
Yeah.
Right? And this poor woman seems to think she has a period all the time.
Oh, no.
She blames everything on her cycle. This morning she said, I'm tired and I've just eaten all day. And my response was, okay, give yourself that.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, give yourself that. You're tired and you're trying to fix it with food. So kick back if you can and relax when you have a minute.
Yeah.
And accept it. Because the last thing you want to do is beat yourself over the head
on top of it.
Day that you're not yourself.
Right.
So cope. And if you're one of those people that says, you know, I don't care what Sherry says, I'm going to eat at 10 o'clock again. Have fruit.
At night? 10 o'clock
I
at
don't
night?
No, morning.
Oh, morning. Oh, got it. Okay. Like, I'm thinking 10 o'clock at night and Gary in his, you know, if he's around the corner, he's like, yeah, 10 o'clock at night, man. I have my grape nuts every night. I'm like, what? I know.
No, I'm talking in the daytime. If you're hungry and you really think about hungry, and sometimes our minds are, you know, like little treadmills.
We
think of something and we can't stop thinking about it.
Yep. Or we won't stop thinking about it. We won't.
We won't.
Yeah.
And so just do it. Go have a peach. Oh my gosh, those are like candy right
now. So
or have an apple. And if you really feel like you are hungry, measure out a tablespoon of peanut butter and put that on top of it. And that'll keep you going until later. So picking foods that are healthy for you are the one thing that's really going to give you satisfaction and makes you feel good about taking care of yourself. It's an ego lifter, I think.
Yes. And those foods, when you pick the foods that are healthy for you that are not adding to, did you call it metabolic inflammation? What you called it? Metabolic inflammation. That's pretty amazing. Like yesterday, I gorged a little bit on Bing cherries.
Love cherries.
Right. I mean, they were cherries. And I thought to myself, I'm like, if I have a full 2 cups of cherries, that's a lot better than having, I don't know, 2 cups of chips. Absolutely. I don't eat chips. You know that. I don't do that.
But yeah, it is a better thing.
It's a better choice.
I'd like to argue that it's even pretty fun to have a nice giant salad with some celery chopped in there and maybe cherries.
Yes, you've shown me how to put fruit in salads.
I put apples in salad all the time, or oranges. Last night I made a wonderful salad that actually tastes good. It was not the loser salad. But it had apples, and it had oranges, and it had, I think it was celery and carrots and lettuce. But not regularly. I think I put in
kale.
No, I had a little bit of kale, a little bit of spinach. I raided my garden.
You raided the garden. Lettuce. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, my garden's not really taking off the way I want it to, you know. I did have broccoli out of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I harvested the broccoli. The lettuce, I have had some lettuce out of it. I have had broccoli out of it. I've got a couple tomatoes. We'll pick those this afternoon when we're done.
Whoa.
Couple of little ones, little oranges. I left them out there so we could eat them. I wonder if you could talk about, you mentioned that the fat actually shows up in your blood. Like, literally, does fat show up in your blood? Like, could you go get a blood test?
Mm-hmm.
And have like chunks in your blood. Is that
not
possible?
Chunks,
not chunks.
But when they spin it down, they separate the liquids. So if when they spin it down, you can see a layer of fat.
Yes.
So I don't think you're going to see it in my blood.
I don't think you're going to see it in your blood. I know the other day we were looking at tortillas and I was like, these are tortillas I don't like. Do you want them? And you looked at them and you're like, well, I don't know what's in them. And I go, well, there's not very much fat in there. It's like 2.5 grams. You're like, that's a lot of fat. And I was like, what?
I didn't say that. Your husband said that.
Oh, no.
I just said, no, I have enough of my own.
Thank you. Your own tortillas that have no fat in them.
Right. Doesn't have fat.
None at all. And they're tasty.
I think it naturally has some fat, but it's not added fat.
Not added fat. Yes.
And that's my goal, is not to eat added fat or straight fat. And when I say straight fat, I'm talking about olive oil.
No,
love olives.
Olives, yes.
Olive oil. Coconut oil, saffron oil.
Right.
And I know that right now people are going to turn us off because they've heard that the Mediterranean diet with all that lovely extra virgin olive oil.
Yep.
And that's my favorite. They always go, but I buy the extra virgin olive
super
oil.
Super extra virgin. No, not so much.
Still pure fat. So eat an olive, have some avocados if you're worried about fat. Now,
right.
We know through research, Dr. Oram has told us that if people have cardiac disease, they should limit their nuts and avocado as well as the oil if they want to reverse the plaque in their arteries.
And the same is true for people that want to lose weight, right? So if you're on a weight loss regimen, you're looking toward whole food, plant-based living, and you want to take off a few pounds, which I'm in that group. This is the thing. This is just like, it's this constant mantra that is changing. This was a huge mind shift for me this week. This experience of heating up overnight was just, I don't know, I got to think about it all night long, and it was big for me. I got to think about it all night long. But I also have run into a couple other people who have said, you know, when I was on a whole food, plant-based diet, I couldn't take off that last 10 pounds.
Right.
And I'm kind of in that group, but it's because my high fat intake.
Right.
And you've been telling me that. It's not that I haven't heard it, but I don't know. Somehow I didn't internalize it. I have to own it. Exactly. So
it's like you have to wear it. You have to own it.
Yeah. Oh, I wear it. I don't want to wear it.
I love it. Well, if you think about it, the components that cause the chronic inflammation. So what is affecting chronic inflammation that you have control over?
Yes, I want to know.
You don't have control over pollution. A lot of us don't have control over our stress, although meditation really does help with chronic stress.
Yes.
And even chronic inflammation. But you can't keep eating the foods that cause it and go, well, I'm going to meditate tonight. and it doesn't work
right,
that way.
Right, right.
But it's processed food, which we already know that a lot of the foods that are processed have toxic ingredients. Right?
I mean,
honestly, you don't even know what's in them.
Well, you can't even pronounce half the ingredients.
You can't.
And right.
As I think you pointed out, there's one component in bread that is also used in yoga mats.
Right. I think it's called azodicarbonamide, if I'm not mistaken. I love that word.
Oh, you're so good with words. You notice I go,
oh, yeah.
And what is that word, Misty? You know that one because there is no way it's coming out of me.
Oh,
and we
gosh.
All know that.
Well, and you know, not just yoga mats, but they also use that same stuff as an anti-foaming agent, like
right.
at McDonald's.
That's what it's for.
Right.
To make the consistency of the food
right.
Palpable.
Right. But it's yoga mat material.
I
Come
know.
On.
Scary,
now we don't want that in our bodies.
And so
yeah.
that, to me, is poison.
It is poison.
As well as certain fats, trans
yep.
fats. That's a poison.
Yes.
Right? There's not a purpose for it
right.
other than to make things last forever.
Shelf stability.
Right? And
yeah.
so there's no nutritional value in it at all.
Right.
Animal products are the components that carry saturated fat, trans fats, and cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Right?
Oh, the big
but
evil.
But those are found to be the most pro-inflammatory foods you can do.
I have a really bizarre question to ask you. I've been thinking about this. When I
oh,
ask
no.
the question, you're going to be like, oh,
like
yeah.
that, I'm in trouble.
Well, I don't know. I have this strange idea in my head. I don't really understand. So I know the word saturated fat.
Right.
What is the saturation? What does that mean? So here's the weirdness of the question. If I cut a steak mm-hmm. open or open some kind of animal product, a chicken breast, and I see the fat there and it's called saturated fat, right? If I were to cut a steak out of a human, would the human flesh also be saturated fat? So is
sure.
flesh saturated? Is that what that means?
The muscle isn't, but fat is.
But
and
fat is.
Basically, it just has to do with molecules. Like it's saturated with hydrogen molecules, if I remember my
yes.
chemistry well.
Yes, 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 yes.
So it's really not that much different other than the saturation level.
So it's different from the kind of fat that's in avocados or olives, for
right.
example, because the molecular structure of the fat is different. So the kind
exactly.
of fat that grows on bodies, whether it's a human body or an animal body, is more saturated with a higher concentration of molecules. That's bad for
right.
us.
The hydrogen, it's kind of the connection between the oxygen and the hydrogen
Got
on
it.
The molecule.
You're so good to be able to pull that out of your head and in chemistry class. And just for the record, I'm definitely not into cannibalism.
Oh, please.
That was
oh, yeah,
just
yeah,
a
yeah,
weird
yeah.
example, but
no,
the things I
sense,
think about.
People don't realize we're so very similar to animals. We act like we're not.
Right.
But we really are.
Yeah.
We're so similar.
Yeah.
We all have hearts, kidneys,
yeah,
livers,
right.
bladders.
Right.
Right. I
Maybe
mean,
we think. You know, there's this thing where people think that animals don't think. It's like, well, come on now. Maybe they think they don't have souls, but. If there's a dog in the room.
There is a dog in the room. Not to mention, you know, this stray cat I've got named Will Ferrell. He's already tricked me into feeding him wet cat food.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
They think. They plot.
They
scheme.
Do. Exactly. So,
Absolutely.
And, you know, do they have feelings? Yeah, they probably
oh,
do.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah. And you're right. We're more like animals than we are
really
different
are.
From them.
Yeah. Our bodies are very similar. But if we think about the different foods that promote inflammation.
Yes.
Right? So
animal products.
Saturated fats.
Cholesterol.
Trans fats. But then we got to talk about the omega-6 fatty acid.
Okay.
And it's usually found in vegetable oil and processed food, fried foods, salad dressings.
Yep.
The omegas are a balancing act. So it's omega-3, 6, and I think it's 9.
Yep.
But it's a balancing act. You don't want to have more of the 6 than of the 3 or of the 9. And unfortunately, we have a lot of omega-6s in
Tons.
Our processed food.
Yeah.
Our chips, our cookies, our bakery goods. And they're pro-inflammatory. And if you don't have the omega-3s to balance it out, it becomes unhealthy.
Is that because the omega-6s are shelf-stable and cheap?
I
Do you think
so. I know a lot of it comes from corn, and there's pretty much corn in so many of the things that we use.
But corn's
so
not bad for you, right? If you're eating corn on the cob without butter, right?
Right. That doesn't matter.
And or if you're eating frozen organic corn, that's awesome.
Lovely. No. It's the chemical. It's because of the over amount of it in our processed food.
Got it.
So it doesn't have to do with whole foods. It has to do with processed food.
Right. That makes sense.
By the way, I made amazing corn on the cob last night, and I used lime juice and chili powder instead of butter.
Oh, that was yummy. Yeah, that sounds really good.
It was yummy. And then sugar. Sugar is very pro-inflammatory. Sugar also increases our insulin needs and facilitates more fat in our midsection. And we know that the fat in our midsection is where the problem is, right? We know that that increases our risk for cardiovascular disease, things like that. So you have to be really careful. And that belly fat also produces more inflammatory substances. Remember earlier I talked about how sometimes fat secretes hormones that cause inflammation? Well, it's just mainly centered around our belly fat.
Kind of creates its own like hormonal engine that creates more fat.
Like you were burning up the other night, right?
Exactly.
Right? You're generating more heat. It's pretty crazy. The other thing that causes inflammation, chronic inflammation, is refined grains.
Refined grains. So we always talk about in whole food plant-based living, we talk about the things that we do eat, which, you know, the standard list is fruits and vegetables and legumes, split peas, chickpeas, beans, all of those things, right? And then we talk about whole grains. Whole grains.
Whole grains. We're not talking
fractionated, processed.
Basically, the nutritional value has been pretty much stripped away.
Right.
And the high fiber has been stripped away. And why do they strip it away? So that you get a longer shelf life again.
Right.
Like brown rice, over an extended period of time, loses the oils, the natural oils in the rice.
And sometimes
it can go rancid.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, you just have to be careful. The other thing is, I want you to think about white bread, cake, whatever.
Yes.
That also, because it doesn't have fiber and it doesn't have the nutrients, it's going to spike up your need for glucose and insulin. Well, it's going to spike up your insulin, and then you're going to need more.
Said that backwards.
It's going to spike up your need for more insulin because it spikes your glucose.
Right.
And it's also, it's not even just that it's going to require more insulin. It's going to bring you up and you're going to crash. And we've already talked about these poor kids that we send to school that have eaten totally junk food, you know, cereal that I
Pop-Tarts.
Saw Hershey's Kisses cereal the other day.
I know,
I mean,
gross.
How horrific is that?
Yeah.
So their blood sugar goes up, it crashes. And these kids aren't like adults, as you said. They can't go in and just help themselves to a snack.
Right.
They have to wait.
They have to deal with it.
Time.
Yeah, they have to deal with it.
And unfortunately, what are they going to get in their lunch? Maybe peanut butter and jelly on white bread?
Mm.
Well, first of all, the jelly has a huge amount of sugar.
Right.
And if you've ever seen how much sugar is in Skippy.
Right.
And then the bread is considered sugar, basically.
Right.
It's white bread with no nutrients. It's
going
to crush you. Well, actually, let me take that back. They do add vitamins to it.
Oh, right, right, right.
So it's healthy,
they enrich it.
Right.
Yes.
We're using quote marks for it's healthy.
Right. It's not.
It's not. And then food additives. Those are toxic, too. We've already talked about that. And then alcohol is considered very inflammatory.
Alcohol. You know, it's one of those things. It's been almost 2 years for me since I gave up alcohol. And I actually do promote the idea of living a sober life. I have no story. There's no rock bottom. There's no, you know, there's no DUI. There's no car crash.
Wait.
There's no nothing.
I want to hear a story.
Well, I do have a story, but it's not appropriate for the radio.
No.
It's actually not.
You know what? I think a lot
story.
Of people are realizing
it
that
just feels
even normal
good.
Consumption of alcohol doesn't feel good to them.
No. And just it just feels good to be sober. I mean, I just got to say, it feels really good.
You have more energy.
Yeah,
your body's not trying to figure it out. And it seems like as we age, it takes less alcohol to make you feel bad. And it takes longer for that lovely, beautiful organ called the liver to kick in and really detox it.
But yeah.
It's important.
But all of these things, you know, we think of them as independent units, little innocuous pieces of our lives, but they all add up to create this heinous insult of inflammation in our bodies. And really, inflammation is at the very core of most illness. Is that true?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We know that. We've known it with heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, arthritis, you name it. And you know, that list that I told you that was pro-inflammatory?
Yes.
Now we get to talk about anti-inflammatory.
Love it.
The one thing I want to kind of point out, the reason I'm saying it is because the two most anti-inflammatory things or compounds in food are the fiber and the, I'm going to mispronounce it right now, and the flavonoids.
Flavonoids.
Flavonoids. See, you had it when your tongue just doesn't want to work.
Yes.
I'm so bad at that.
Oh my gosh.
So when we go back to the foods that aren't good for us.
Yes.
Do they have fiber? Do they have these wonderful components that vegetables give us, the phytonutrients, the flavonoids?
Yeah, flavonoids.
Oh my goodness.
I love how you get tongue twisted on those things.
I know, I try to say it really fast and slur it, and that way nobody knows it.
You have your braces on, so, you know, come on, you're allowed.
I know, I'll have straight teeth in a year. But, so when you think about it, those are the two things that are anti-inflammatory. So when we look at how do you put out the fire with food? How do you put out that fire you felt the other night?
Right.
What are the foods? And it's so easy. I mean, it is fruit and vegetables.
Fruit and vegetables,
We've got all those wonderful berries that are so high in antioxidants. They actually are known to lower your rate of the C-reactive protein. Tart cherries that you had the other night are huge when it comes to anti-inflammatory.
Love it.
I read a study, and I don't know where I've read it. I wish I had remembered it or written it down for you. But they were saying that women who take in a cup of blueberries a day have better memory.
Nice.
Have actually improved their memory.
That's
so
awesome.
So when you're menopausal, I know you're not there.
No.
But when you're menopausal, think about the memory lapse, isn't it?
Right.
It was crazy. And I kept blaming it on
everything.
I know. Kids. Yeah,
right.
There were no kids in the house. No. I still blame them. I sucked out my brain when I delivered them. But there's proof that it improves your memory. It improves cognitive ability.
Blueberries. Yeah, blueberries. Like if you know you're going to have an event or an opportunity, eat your blueberries.
Eat them. Yeah. Eat them. And frozen. We buy frozen blueberries by the crateful, really.
Yes.
We do. We buy them by the, I think it's 3-pound bags, and we bought a whole freezer in the garage just for your blueberries. There's other things in there now. You know how it is. It's like you have a
hankering
shoes, and you put in like 4 pairs, and suddenly
the closet is full. Yeah, I don't know how that happens. Tell me some things you do with blueberries. Like what are your go to blueberry frozen blueberry recipes?
Well, the problem is they're so special.
Yeah.
That we only eat them in oatmeal.
Oh, no kidding.
Because we're afraid we'll run out.
Yeah, I get it. Do you eat blueberries pretty much daily?
All the way to Costco to get them because. According to the Dirty Dozen, which we've talked about the Dirty Dozen, the foods that are highest in pesticides.
Yes.
It's blueberries, strawberries. So you
top of the list.
Yeah.
You got to get organic. You got to get clean.
Just for certain things. So remember there's the Dirty Dozen.
And the Clean 15.
And the Clean 15.
Yeah.
So look on the internet and you can get a list. They update it every year.
Yep.
And that's always been on the list.
You know, and for our listeners, you can also go right on your phone to the App Store. Go to your App Store. And type in Dirty Dozen or Clean 15 or Environmental Working Group. And they actually have an app that you can get on your phone. Literally, I pull that app out when I'm in the grocery store. If I can't remember, like there's some things I absolutely positively will not eat if I can't get it organic. But broccoli, if I cannot find organic broccoli, broccoli and cauliflower are on the Clean 15 list. Like you can fudge a little bit and go ahead and go there.
I like to tell young families, look at your budget and prioritize.
Based on
if the Clean 15 says cauliflower and broccoli are really low
in pesticide residue, get it.
My goodness.
But strawberries are always at the top of the list. Never eat anything other than organic strawberries. Come on now. Or blueberries.
I call them little round cancer balls.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, you think about what's on them.
Yeah. Oh, it's
all the if you love strawberries, trust me, the bugs love strawberries too.
Right. So
right?
They're really keeping them.
They're keeping them heavily coated.
So
to keep
just
the bugs
look
off.
At the Clean 15.
Yeah, good form.
So some other wonderful things that are good for you is your broccoli and your cauliflower and your Brussels sprouts and your cabbage.
All anti-inflammatory.
And there's even been studies that say they reduce cancer.
Right. I actually heard that you could take cancer cells, living, growing cancer cells, throw them in a petri dish. Yep. and drop some broccoli juice on them and they shrink back and they die.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, that's awesome.
Such good news.
And imagine putting the broccoli in your mouth, you know?
How much better
it would be. Right, and getting it into every cell in your body.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. The dark leafies.
Dark leafies, too, really reduce cancer and are so good for you.
Dark leafies are spinach, kale, collard greens.
You know, a lot of times I'll just use collard greens instead of bread. So I'll make my vegan, eggless egg salad, right? Which is tofu and my no oil mayo and celery and pickles. Got to have pickles in there.
Got to have pickles and white onions maybe.
Sure, red onions even better because I love color. And then you dice them all up, mix it all up and put it in my collard greens. And that's a pretty nice way to
get your greens in,
but it's pretty tasty.
You know, that's kind of the same base that you can use for something I call a tuna salad. Salad, right? And you make it with garbanzos instead of the tofu.
They're kind of the same.
Kind of the same.
Really, one is no egg and one is, tofu or a cherry. Tuna. Yeah. But also remember, and we've talked about this before, when you're eating your dark leafy greens, you produce your own nitric oxide.
Right.
Right.
And that helps
your
veins open up, right?
Open up, relax.
Your arteries.
Less stenosis or less rigidness.
Right. So that gives you the less high blood pressure.
Exactly.
Right. So like a normal high blood, like you've been a nurse for years and years and years and years and years and years and years.
Back up a couple of those years and years.
Okay. All right. You've been a nurse for a while. You've taken blood pressure a few times, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
What's the highest blood pressure you ever saw?
That's
pretty
a dangerous one. Yeah, 200s over.
Whoa.
Like, I think the highest I've ever seen was 290 over 199, 190.
Wow. That's like a person ready to just have a stroke in the moment, right? That's critical.
It's pregnancy. So it is high blood pressure in pregnancy. It's critical.
And what's the lowest blood pressure you've ever seen?
Probably mine, 98 over 50.
That's awesome.
In someone who's not hemorrhaging.
Right. Normal, in a normal body. Right.
Then it gets low.
Then it gets really low, yeah.
Always scary. I mean, I nurses and doctors, we get funny because how we respond to emergencies after they're done, you've walked away, everybody's fine, is humor. So if you hear me laughing about it or making jokes, it's not because it was funny. It was, you've just scared the heck out of you. I went river rafting. Okay, and then I'll get back to the video. We went river rafting this last week down the Rogue for 3 days. And the guy that was helping us river raft said there's three kinds of fun. The first one, it's just fun. Everybody laughs. Everybody's having a good time, right?
Yep.
It's fun. The second one is, it's not fun while it's happening.
Oh, right.
It is not fun.
No.
But when you tell the story later,
that's when it's fun.
It's hilarious. Right?
Yeah, I get
that. That's nurses and doctors.
Yeah.
And then the third is, nobody wants to go there. It's just not fun at the time. It's not fun later.
Right.
It is a bummer all the way around.
Right.
So, the number two fun is kind of exciting. You know, it's like you do a 5.
Oh, yeah, class 5 rapids.
Class 5 rapids, and in the middle of it, you're like, oh, please don't let me die. Please don't let me die.
Right?
And then afterwards, you go, I didn't die.
Yay! That was the best thing I ever did. Let's do it again. And then you're like, no. Did you wear a helmet? Do you wear helmets for that kind of rafting?
If you're rafting. But we were on the big raft, so no.
Okay.
But believe me, I was wedged in there.
You were wedged in? Do they have like those little straps you can put over your legs?
No, or but places you wedge your feet under.
You wedge your feet under. Was that really fun? Was it awesome?
It was such a blast. I would do it again.
Yeah.
I would really do it again. But you just have to figure out where you're pooing because it's natural forest.
Oh, God.
National forest. My husband's like, stop telling people you had to poo in a box.
Pooing in a box is not fun. No.
It's number two.
Truly number two fun. That's awesome.
It was just a little tiny porta pot. But anyway, still not where you want to go. Okay, back to.
Yeah.
So omega-3s. We already talked about the imbalance between 3, 6, and 9, but we know omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So where do whole food plant-based people get those?
Let me see. Chia seeds. Flax seeds
ground.
And hemp seeds, ground.
Ground
flax
seeds,
you have to grind flax, right? Yeah. Otherwise, you can't really
chew,
you can't break them open.
Yeah, you just pull them out.
So you grind them.
Yep.
So chia, flax, and hemp are the, and yep. walnuts. Those
and walnuts
are the ones I know.
Are excellent.
Are yeah. there any other sources, or are those the primaries?
Those are the primaries.
Yeah. Yay.
Nuts and seeds. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. And then whole grains. Okay, we're talking brown rice, 100% whole wheat bread.
Oats. Buckwheat.
And we get the pasta that when you turn it around and you read the ingredients, the only ingredients in the pasta that we get is wheat and water.
Yeah.
Maybe a smidgen of salt, but
yes.
that's it.
Yeah.
So getting your whole grains in your diet. And I used to work with a lot of families that were from different cultures and they ate a lot of white rice
yeah.
or white pasta. And
yeah.
they would ask me, well, how do you get your family to eat whole wheat? And my trick has always been initially start with your normal pasta,
yep.
your white pasta,
yep.
or your white rice, and add a quarter of the whole wheat or
yes.
the whole grain. And then slowly increase it to where when they're not looking,
uh-huh.
they yep. are now eating 100% whole grain.
That is so awesome. I wish I was that metered about it. I was like, and today we start on whole grain pasta. Boom. You know, and
yeah,
actually it's pretty good.
Back. It is really
it's
good.
It's really darn good.
Get an opinion.
Yes.
And they refuse to try anything else.
Right.
And so sometimes it's just nice to introduce people. And I try my hardest to do that. Like if we have people that say, well, I couldn't possibly eat that way, which we have all the time, right?
Right.
I mean, how many people have you met that are
yes.
like, how could you, I couldn't do that.
Right.
Oh, my world would end if I did that. And I say, okay, well, that's all right. But why don't you make half of your plate vegetables?
Right.
Make half plate
yeah.
vegetables. And that grain, what kind of a grain are you eating? You know, or are you having a baked potato? Well, add salsa to your baked potato and please
right.
eat the skin.
Yes, the skin.
You know, but to say half of your plate is vegetables and for dessert, fruit. You know, we should be getting, we say five to six
right.
fruit and vegetables a
yes.
day. But some people, I think Dr. Greger is on the agenda where you should be eating more like 8 to 10.
Which is, it seems undoable, but it's only undoable if you're packing your body, if you're so packed
right.
up with other foods that you can't get in fruits and vegetables. The thing is, and I think this is the strategy, you eat your fruits and vegetables first to the point of being full.
Right.
Until you then say, oh, am I still hungry? So your base of your diet is fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Not,
right.
oh, I got to add those in or I got to find a right. way to sneak them in or that kind of thing. No, it needs to be the foundation of your nutritional approach.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
And you know, in Canada, they just redid their recommended plate.
Yeah.
You know, like we have the American plate
right.
recommendation. They don't have milk on it. They don't
I know.
Have dairy.
No
they
dairy have, at all.
And they don't have, they say you can have a little bit of lean meat. But beans and grains are as important.
Nice.
So you can skip the meat, instead go to greens and grains and beans and nuts and seeds.
Yeah.
So they are really being progressive.
They're very
and
progressive.
Forward. But then again, they have health care that the nation pays for. So
right.
financially, you want your population to be as healthy as you can get them
right.
if you're paying for their
if you're
healthcare.
Paying the bill. Right. And it's like you and I have talked before about Kaiser. Right, Kaiser Permanente.
Kaiser, yeah.
Are they only in California, or are they West Coast?
No, they're
you know?
Up here, but we're too small of a city to have them.
Oh, got
so
it.
So I think there's some in Portland. Somebody told me in Salem. Too.
So kind of West Coastish.
Right.
I don't
it
think
is
they're
West Coast.
It is West Coast, but they are both the medical provider and the insurance company. Right.
right?
That's
they're
their
everything.
Model. Right.
Yeah.
So they really focus on plant-based
yes,
living and healthy living and, you know, essentially
exercise,
what we call the glad
meditation.
Lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Right. Glowing lifestyle.
Glowing lifestyle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to take care of ourselves.
I love that Kaiser does that.
Me too. I have never worked for Kaiser, but I have a lot of really good friends that work with Kaiser and I am totally
impressed
in their corner.
Yeah.
I think
me
they're
too.
Doing right by medicine.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think they're doing right by people. You know, we think about the system now, I know you recently said to me that healthcare is more like a Band-Aid than an approach that really serves people, that it's about prescribing pills when we could be popping plants instead.
Right.
Right?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's start talking about it like Canada did. You know, let's really honestly face what we've been telling a culture that they have to eat. I
right.
mean, we know that 78 to 80% of the population is lactose intolerant, and we've been forcing milk
Oh my gosh.
And telling parents you have to feed your right. kids dairy products for them man. To be healthy.
Right.
And how many children probably don't even know that their stomach hurts? Because that's all they
that's
know.
Just what they know. Right. My tummy always hurts. Oh, right. You just feel this way.
Right.
Right. Because that's right. bovine growth fluid. It's gross. It's so gross.
Did I ever tell you the story about my daughter when she's a little girl? She was very, very stubborn. And yeah. she did not like milk.
It's so disgusting.
It's pretty disgusting. And her grandma was a very strong woman, just like Amy, very stubborn.
Nice.
And she would insist that Amy drink milk at every meal.
Oh,
and I had never
goodness.
Done that. I mean, yeah. I, if you don't like it, don't drink it.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It
yeah.
makes you feel bad. You shouldn't be drinking it.
Right.
So every time we'd go over to eat at Aunt Iris's, she would give the kids milk. And Jordan, you know, he's compliant. He'd just drink it down. Amy would go, nope. And so she would put saran wrap over
oh.
the glass. Put the glass
gross.
In the refrigerator. Now, she was a dietitian. This is what she's taught. So
wow.
she just loved her granddaughter so much. She
yes.
wanted to make sure she was
she got her calcium
milk.
And her protein. And
right. So she would put it in the refrigerator, and the next time we'd go, she'd pull it out. And she'd do this for about a week. I mean, she never
until the milk spoiled.
And then she'd redo it.
Oh,
and
no.
all over again. She'd be bringing Amy another glass of milk.
And Amy was just adamant and said, no, I'm not drinking it.
She's stubborn.
Yeah.
You've met Amy. She's
yes.
a stubborn girl.
Yeah.
I love her to pieces. But
yeah.
boy, she knows what she's...
Well, good for her, even as a little girl, to know that, you
yeah.
know?
Oh, no, she did it. It was a game. It started to turn into a comedy. I think both of them were just gritting their teeth to see who was going to win.
Who was going to win. Right, here comes the milk glass.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it is. It's funny.
I love it. Okay, so more foods to put out the fire.
Yes.
Onions. Garlic. Remember, every time you and I talk about food, I go, did you put in onions?
Always do.
I always do because, one, they're anti-inflammatory. They've got other nutrients, but they're also fiber and they taste delicious.
Right.
So why not add onions and garlic to your beans, to your rice, to your
right.
pasta, whatever you're eating.
Yes.
Add it.
It's
an easy one. And always try to choose different things like the spices and soups and beans and vegetables. Add spices to it.
Because spices
garlic
are typically
powder,
anti-inflammatory, right?
They are.
Yeah.
They are. They're so good for you. And then if you have fresh basil in your garden, things like that, just throw it into a salad. Dice it up. Like I roll it up and dice, and
yes.
I'll throw it into a salad, and it just adds more nutrients, more fiber, and more flavor.
Are you able to grow basil at your house?
I've not been overly successful.
Yeah.
I bought a lot of basil plants.
Yes.
And they're, I try to eat them before they die.
I try to eat them before the bugs eat them, because
yeah.
I mean, I have a natural garden, right? There's
yeah.
no chemicals out there, but I put some basil in and I was all excited about it. And I go out there and I'm like, oh, I guess the bugs like the basil too. Slugs, I think, like it.
Put them in with your marigolds.
You told me that the other day.
That'll
that I could
help.
Put marigolds in the garden. Yeah. Are they still on sale right now? Can I get them this time of year? It's like mid-July.
I haven't seen them.
And do they come back every year, or are they like a one-year thing? Do you know?
Kind of like a one-year.
A one-year thing.
They start to get pretty scraggly.
They get a little ratty.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pull them, right? At the end of the season, I just leave them there and then see what happens. You don't
I
yank them.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But
we'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Let's test it. So other spices that are wonderful to add, I mean, curry, turmeric,
yes.
ginger.
Yes.
Rosemary is really, really good too. You can
Anti-inflammatory.
Add anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Cloves. So if you want to make a tea with cloves.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Wouldn't that be
good.
Cinnamon
yeah.
is really good for you?
Yes.
Found to be anti-inflammatory. Let's see, oregano, cayenne pepper, which I like, but
yeah,
I like spice.
It too. Yeah. You know what else I've heard about cinnamon? I don't know if you know this or if this is even true, but I have heard, I've used it personally, that not only is cinnamon anti-inflammatory, but it helps satisfy a sugar craving. So if you have a big sugar craving, you can have something with cinnamon or make a cinnamon tea or something. Like I buy the Bengal spice cinnamon
tasty.
Tea.
Yeah.
yeah. And it tastes sweet. There is no sugar in it, but it tastes sweet and it satisfies a sugar craving if you get one of those.
You know, you could smash a little bit of cinnamon in some peanut butter.
Yeah.
And add it to a banana.
Yes.
Or apples. How about apples? A little bit of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter and an apple snack for the kids.
Well, we like to do our favorite oatmeal is banana and dates.
Right.
That's our very favorite.
That's your favorite.
And blueberry is, Gary's not a big blueberry guy, but I love them. So blueberries
Me
are great.
Too.
But then a third favorite is we'll take two or three apples, micro chop them, then cook them just ever so slightly,
right.
a little bit, and then pour on the cinnamon. And a couple dates make their way in there
yeah.
too. I don't
you know,
date.
I do that. every day too, if I have apples, especially if they need to be used, I'll just cook them in with my oatmeal and then add my berries and my flaxseed and all that.
Isn't that great?
It's delicious. It adds a nice sweetness to your oatmeal.
Do you have an apple cutter? One of those things you push down on the apple and it makes it into little...
No, I just have a knife.
You just have a knife.
Nice. Actually, I have really good knives. It took me about a year to use them because my kids bought me knives.
Yeah. And you were nervous about them? Oh, no.
I had to put them away for a while until I grew up.
Oh, man.
I can use them now.
Good job.
But anyway, start thinking about all those foods that we can incorporate to reduce inflammation. And the biggest one for food-related behaviors, think about what you're eating.
Yep.
Make a decision that you want flavor and nutrients.
Yes.
Reduce your animal products because we know those are pro-inflammatory.
Yes.
Try not to eat too much, right?
Yes.
I mean, we overeat. I know I overeat, even though it's all whole food. But try not to overeat to where you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Keep a nice, healthy weight, which you'll get if you're eating healthy foods.
Yes.
Exercise. And just enjoy your life.
Love it. And lower fat. I know for me, that was the big
whole
wow this year.
Whole food plant-based is...
Lower fat.
It's just lower vegetable fat.
Well, it's just my issue has been olives, nuts, seeds, avocados,
right?
So, I have to avoid those fats because, as I mentioned, you know, the inflammation, realizing that I had that super high fat day. And that was an anomaly because I did have that processed product. But
and if you're eating a normal amount of nuts, seeds, olives, avocado, you could do okay. Well.
You do well.
You don't have to worry about it because we all need a little bit of fat for our brain.
Right.
But getting it from whole foods and then not overdosing it, you know, like a cup of cashews or thing.
Exactly.
And that's easy to do.
It is easy to do. Wow, man, this time went by so fast. I can't believe it. And I have so much respect and appreciation for you and all the knowledge you bring to the table and the resources. You know, when you sit down to do a study on something, you really do a good job finding out the topic so that you can bring it to our listeners.
Well, I try because I don't want anybody to think this is just my opinion. I want people to have the facts so that they can make a really good choice for themselves.
Yeah.
And change your health. Stop using Band-Aid medicine. Go get a cure. Go get prevention.
Yes. You know, I have one last thing to add, and that is, I said today in a discussion, you know, it's not your DNA, it's your dinner.
Yes.
It's not your ancestors, it's your anchovies. And I said, it's not your genes, it's the Jimmy Deans.
Oh, I love it.
So what we're encouraging you to do to our listeners is, find a way to incorporate more whole food, plant-based material in your diet. And as Sherry said earlier, if you just start out a little bit, you know, the whole wheat pasta, put in a quarter, swap that out, then switch it to half, then go to whole. Whatever it takes to get your body healthy, you get to decide what goes in your mouth. Choose well.
Yeah, I love that.
Choose well. So thanks for being here with us on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again on another episode real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.